15 times. I'm done.
We'll try this one again.
Snoop Dogg's got my money 20 different Jerry times. Can't wonder hear why the music, he can fly around the world.
Jerry's about to get the mute button.
Get
Welcome to the MCTV Summer Takeover Podcast.
We back, baby!
Right.
We're getting close to the end, guys.
Summer's
over.
Called
Summer Takeover.
That's right. This we're shutting this down. We're taking it over.
Call it fall break.
Yeah.
Huh?
The call of the fall break show.
Could have a fall podcast talking
fall
about football.
Fall podcast. There you go.
There you go.
Ooh. We're about like 3 weeks now. I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's getting really preseason NFL.
Not far.
I've been trying not to watch anything. Oh, I got my fantasy draft in a couple weeks too. Fantasy's getting started up.
Are you ready for
Michael,
it?
Michael, why don't we do a Mike Holman Television fantasy football?
Fantasy
league.
Football.
I'm not good
Jacob,
at NFL.
Jacob, do you do fantasy football?
I mean, no. You don't have to be good. Mm-hmm. You just got to play.
I'll play. I'll pick people and stuff. But I used to do fantasy fishing.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. What? I swear. That's the thing. No, that's the thing.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
That's not on ESPN. I know that.
So how does
hang on. The spelling bee's on fantasy? ESPN? Come on, think about it.
How does that work?
How does that work?
You get to pick. Okay, so you'll have. Okay, say fantasy fishing, Jordan Lee, Jesse Wiggins, some of these guys that's the local pros around here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if a tournament comes up to Smith Lake, you can pick like one of those five guys, and then you have to drop down and you pick like.
Is this to win it or points or what?
It does points through the season. Points. Yeah.
Okay.
Through their fishing season.
Fantasy fishing. You're not
it's
making
kinda
that
neat
up.
Because if. No, this I promise. Real. If somebody's from Oklahoma and they're having a tournament there, then it'll change who's the top. Like, you get so many points and you have to spend them. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of people that
there you go,
it.
Jared. Fantasy fishing.
Yeah. I've never.
You want in?
I go fantasy. It's free. It's too. Not on ESPN, so I can't do it.
It's probably it's gonna be underneath like Major League Fishing,
yeah, MLF
on their page or whatever.
Yeah. MLF's website probably does it. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, that's something to look into.
It's interesting.
Major
it's
League
cool.
Fishing.
Yeah. We see everything next.
That's we like, got some of the best ones around here.
Yeah.
You know, some of the top.
Yeah,
fishermen.
We do. Do you fish?
I used to a lot. Yeah, it's got to work with more of a job.
Oh yeah, waking up early and
yeah. I want to make sure everything's charged and. Your lures are tied on, you know. I mean, just yeah, it become
fishing.
Work.
You think that'll make it to the Olympics?
Mm.
Actually,
well, I bet say
probably like
it
a
probably
casting
could.
Contest or something, longest cast
could.
Or something.
That'd
maybe.
Be pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I
or
mean,
accuracy.
It,
like,
I feel like it
put a cup
all,
a mile
that'd
out.
That'd be an all day.
Yeah,
event,
practice of flipping. Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all been watching the Olympics?
Yeah.
No.
Not really.
No.
Tony. Nothing?
I mean, I watched. Listen, I watched the highlights for the U.S. and Brazil female soccer game. Mm-hmm. Brazil got cheated out of that game. I'm just saying. U.S. shouldn't have won that game. I'm sorry. I'm controversial.
You're saying you weren't pulling for the U.S.
Yeah, I was not. Wow. Nah, I'm Brazilian, so I got to pull for my.
You don't live in Brazil.
I don't.
You were born here, too, right?
Yeah.
You're American.
You're
dude.
American.
So.
You should what? Listen to more Hulk Hogan intro music.
Yeah, yes.
No,
that's 100%
it's not,
true.
Listen, it's one of those situations where the women's national team has won everything. I want something different. And the Brazilian women's national team has not won a lot.
So you're going for the underdogs?
No, Brazil's women's national team is just as good as United States. Yeah. Just they haven't won as much as the United States.
They just got the silver.
Underdogs. Yeah.
I mean, my underdog is Philippines. No, have you seen the Philippine women's national team?
No.
It's like a dream come true that they are making it into the World Cup.
Really?
Yep.
Did y'all watch the finish of the 100-meter men's?
I haven't watched.
I didn't see
y'all need to go back and watch. I was actually on the treadmill at the aquatic center.
You're trying it out.
Watching.
You're
you know, on the screen.
Like he was
watching.
Trying to see if he could
it
beat
was
him.
Point like it was like 0.0008 seconds apart or something.
Oh my
they
God.
Had to go to the photo finish. And the it was the first time in over 20 years that the US is now officially the fastest man on earth.
Really?
Was a US, yeah, it's always been Bolt from Jamaica.
Jamaica, you
Jared, that's a little disheartening though, right? When you're running on the treadmill watching the Olympics.
Why?
You know, sprint.
Well, hang on, let me rephrase that. I wasn't running on the treadmill.
Do you pick up the pace?
Walking on the treadmill.
Does it get you pumped? Do you start moving faster?
Oh, God, no. I was just sitting there going, yeah, I can't do that no more.
You didn't raise your arms up, man, like you went through the ribbon or anything?
No, I was like, yeah.
That would be pretty good.
I don't know. When I finish that hour workout and do that 3+ miles, I do feel like a champion at the end of that.
There you go.
Yeah. That's all you got.
That's what we need.
Like, I still can't understand people that like to run.
Yeah.
I never understood. Even when I was in high school, I hated running the mile.
Somebody gets
but like
finally,
somebody.
Tony, you're surrounded by people that don't like to run.
You know, my partner, Jeremy Michael, his wife runs like 100 miles, but runs through the woods, the mountains. She does that.
Oh, like a Euro or something?
It's mountain racing or something. And it's in Kentucky, I think. It's where she goes. But it's 100 miles straight. And it takes her like 3 days or
does
something.
Does she camp or anything? Like,
they stop and she'll, they meet at points and her husband will be there and she will change shoes, clothes, maybe eat something, rest
it's
for a
like
while.
It's kind of like the modern version of Oregon Trail, basically.
dodging the rattlesnake, across the river. Don't drink the water, you'll get poisoned and die.
That's a long ways.
She does it every year. Every year he posts stuff on it. And I'm like, I'm kind of jealous that I couldn't do that.
I don't see the fun in that.
I don't. There's people I'm friends with on Facebook that take pictures doing this, running down the road. Like, what's so fun about running?
Yeah, all these like Ks, it. Man. I just can't. I don't see the appeal.
Too many Ks.
Too many Ks, man.
You see me running, somebody's after me. I'll tell you that right
now. The only time I'm running is if I see a taco truck.
So. Well, stop. It's like it's kind of like the kids chasing the ice cream truck. Yeah. There's Tony running. Stop. Tacos. Tacos.
Oh, yeah.
Tony, what did you think about the – we did Taco Tuesday last week at JJ's.
It was good.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
As good as what's the other one we went to?
There's several. Which one?
Yeah.
What's the one we went to at the
Anderson Motel? You know where the Anderson Motel is? Yeah, up 31.
You mean the Economy Inn?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it used to be the Anderson, you know. Yeah,
where the swimming pool's got grass. It's like,
yeah.
That's
kind of known for a lot of bad stuff, guys.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they call that. What is people's got a name for it. Lake On? No.
It's not the Lake On.
No, Lake On's always the bottom of the... Yeah, near 65.
I feel like they call that something up here, man.
We always called it the Anderson Motel.
Yeah,
that's because you're old.
I don't think it's a name we could probably say on the air that we, Michael might not have to
I don't
beat.
Remember it being too bad.
When he does editing.
But I feel like there was a nickname for it, and I cannot think
there
of what it was.
There probably is.
But there's a taco truck there, right?
The taco
have y'all tried?
Truck,
have y'all seen it?
That parks up at the Anderson thing?
Yeah, parks in the down below.
Yeah. Over there by the
Why don't they just take the old building that was there, which that was the old check-in building? Wonder if it's so ran down they could, but like renovate it and just sell the tacos out of that.
That'd be a good
idea. They do during the winter.
They do?
Yeah.
Out of the actual.
They
do a makeshift like building, so it's a little bit warmer for
you.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
So it. Yeah.
So where's the best taco you've ever had?
That's what we're getting to,
best
Tony.
Best tacos
ever, anywhere in the world.
If you're running for them, yeah.
Okay, so
and don't say your kitchen like you always do. You're not going there.
See, I look at it like this. I have several different categories.
Here we go.
It's a spill. I'm sorry.
Just the overall.
Overall, there's not one.
Which one makes you run the fastest when you see them going by?
My friend's gonna kill me, but I love
Taco Bell.
No,
I was just gonna say, I love Taco Bell tacos.
Do you have some friendships on the line?
They got expensive though.
Everything is, man.
Tierra Blanca. No, I mean every taco place in Coleman has their own good stuff. Like
it's a lot of cilantro.
Are you a cilantro person?
Yeah, it's okay, but it's a lot.
Well, I mean, Beto's has got the best shrimp stuff. Like, Beto's is the only place that does shrimp.
I just want to know where the best cheese dip is. That's what I like.
That's what
cheese
dip.
Yeah. See, that's.
Hey, I read it. I read a great review. Sometimes we read reviews from places around town. I'm not going to say where it was from, even though it's not bad. But this review said, "Food was great, service good, cheese dip phenomenal, 2 stars."
I love that. Maybe everything was awesome. It was great. 1 star.
What are we? Like, what are we doing?
Is that a mistype? Fat finger.
You would have thought they were confused if it would have been just 1 star.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like maybe the lower the stars. Yeah. You know.
What are we doing at that point? Here's another one. This one's kind of funny. Is from a fast food place in town. We went and were extremely pleasantly surprised that it was good. First off, why is that
we
where you're going?
About this the other day.
He's like pleasantly surprised.
Like, that I expected it to be bad.
Wait, here you go.
That's people wanting to complain.
Everything was good. 3 stars. What's happening here?
3 stars is average. Though,
but that actually does say something. People will actually go somewhere that they don't like,
right? Or they think they will,
just to start
to
something.
Have a bad experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they get a good experience and like, wow, this is weird. Like, it tastes good. I don't get it.
I'm like, with the fast food stuff, I know y'all, everybody's Chick-fil-A fans. But their toys and stuff is terrible. I'm not going to lie to you,
the
dude.
The toys.
Yeah. Like, it's some kind of little book or something. Like, you go to McDonald's.
Ain't
you
no
get
kid
like
wants
a,
to read.
Yeah. You go to McDonald's, you still get, like, a real toy.
Look,
you know what I mean?
My kids, every time there's a thing they'll do. You can trade it in for an ice cream cone. Did you know
really?
No, my kids wouldn't trade. They just want me to buy the ice cream, too. But no lie, think about it. McDonald's is the only one.
Look,
that
McDonald's
still has awesome
good
toys.
McDonald's is about to do like a legacy thing. Did you see that? Where they're bringing out like old school cups.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Y'all remember cereal? Cereal used to have prizes.
Yeah.
Now it's a QR code.
Remember when you were a kid?
For like a free download or something.
Your mom gets the cereal home. You already have all 4 boxes over there open. You'd walk in, open, take your hand in there, dig to the bottom. Gross. After you've been outside playing in the street and everything all nasty, get it, grab the toy out. Like,
how true is that? How true is that?
I got a glow in the dark spoon.
It's like, what?
Meanwhile,
you go to people's houses and dump the Lucky Charms in, zero marshmallows.
Yeah.
The kids have already, you're like, dang, you got 1 marshmallow. That's good.
The worst part is they pull them out, they eat them all, and then throw it right back in.
We didn't know as kids, too, that cereal would seem like a good breakfast. It was all candy.
This is terrible.
It was candy. Yeah. Captain Crunch.
What is that?
That's what my
Red
kids
dye,
love. Captain Crunch berries.
What is it? Red dye something? Red dye.
Yeah, six, I really do
whatever.
Believe in that.
It's actually banned in certain countries.
I believe it.
The what? Bad say that again. The what?
Is it red dye? Mm-hmm. Red dye or something?
It's
that they
red
use
dye,
in
red
cereal?
Dye 5 or something.
Yeah, it's a number two.
That's,
I forgot.
Those are those Captain Crunch berries right there.
Well, and Skittles, like red Skittles.
Really?
Watermelon, strawberries. They say a lot of that stuff's got naturally got it in there.
Do you know that? The time that Captain Crunch made your milk turn blue?
From the berries?
No, it was. I mean, it was probably from the berries. But you never had the Cap'n Crunch where the milk turns blue?
I don't think.
Oh my gosh, that was the best.
No, I didn't have that. I didn't. Well, I didn't. Yeah.
My dad always bought the ones that was in like the 30-pound bags.
It's almost like dog food.
It'd be like Apple O's. You know what I mean? And I was so little, and I was like holding that thing like a feed sack, trying to pour it in my bowl.
That's it. Yeah, it's like the size of the pig. Yeah.
You would go downstairs before school and go ahead and pour your cereal milk. Come upstairs, get ready, come back down. It was still hard.
Yeah.
It would still take the skin off the roof of your mouth.
How do you pour your milk and cereal? Do you do cereal first then milk, or milk then cereal?
Cereal then milk.
Cereal then milk.
Cereal.
Okay.
Yeah, I want
he does up. Milk then cereal.
Dumping the cereal
I'm
in
not,
it.
I'm not,
his mind got ruined with 8 tracks.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And cassette tapes.
Yeah. I'm not that
in the
old.
Wound.
That was some beforehand. People don't know what we're talking
I didn't
about.
Buy cassette tapes.
Cassettes.
My mother bought cassette
tapes. Tony.
Cassette
did you have cassette tapes? Were you old enough?
Yes.
No, he wasn't.
My mother bought cassette tapes. Thank you.
I remember too, like you put a little piece of tape over it, and you could like record over.
Yes, some the recordable of the ones.
Yeah. You poke something
because if you poked the hole in it, you couldn't record.
That's
it.
Right.
But if you wanted to, you put the tape put back the tape
and
over
it. You could record it, whatever you wanted. Again yes.
It was some kind of like anti-piracy, right?
Old school. No. Like to prevent when you get a recorded tape, you buy them in the packages, and then you record. When you're done recording, so let's say, because you remember when we were kids, like you'd get on the FM radio and wait for it to start and hit record.
For your radio song, yeah.
Record your song and stop. Well, once you did it, if you don't want to record over it, you punch this little plastic piece out, and it won't allow it to record.
Okay.
But then if you do want to do it, just put a piece of little tape over it.
And that's it. Go back to recording again.
See? Things you learned.
So you know about he didn't have cassettes. That's how he didn't know that.
This is how we're going to know.
I had cassettes. I just don't remember none of that stuff.
I got a trivia.
First of all, we weren't recording anything.
That's exactly.
I got a trivia question for you.
Okay.
Could you ever skip songs with a tape?
No.
You could. You remember whenever you would hit the fast forward and go up and it stopped and start at the next song?
It would know the silence.
Yeah.
It would find breaks.
If it was like Freebird and you was going to go past Freebird, it was
waiting.
Like 6 minutes.
Yeah, you're waiting a little bit.
Oh, I know. It's, like, you'd play that whole song and it'd take it just as long to rewind. They're like, waiting.
And it was always terrible, too. I think my Conway Twitty tapes, the one that got eight. You know, and all of a sudden it's like, hello, door.
That's how you knew when you had to get a new tape recorder is when you started eating it every song.
You're pulling that stuff out and trying to twist it back, you know.
Oh, or get mad at your brother and be like, hey, you like this? Pulling it out. Yeah. Wind it up.
They say the records and tapes are coming back, kind of.
They
people are interested
I don't
in
see
it.
Tapes coming back.
They
I don't
see
records. Records are. My daughter does records.
Sure. Do y'all do records?
I have some, but I don't have a record player.
Miguel, who's on the show, he's got a Daft Punk record and The Weeknd.
Yeah. That's is it.
I like both of them bands.
It's still in their packaging, though.
Sort of a DJ.
My daughter
situation.
Loves it. She has a record player in her room and everything, and she loves to go to stores.
Like Walmart
record,
has a whole
like there's
whole
it's becoming yeah
of
it's coming back.
Like, yeah, you see a lot, and in the bookstores like
bookstores
Barnes & Noble have whole sections.
Swift stores
whole sections.
Y'all remember my grandparents had like this cabinet. And you know, you raised the middle of it up and you had the
That's
player
where the record
in there.
Player was? Yeah.
Yeah. And it was real decorative and all that. But I think it had an 8-track player in it too.
Yeah, you could pop
it. But just hearing that
it.
Needle, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like the way it is neat. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I'm glad to see some of that come back.
Mm-hmm, me too.
It's pretty cool.
I actually thought the music industry would probably crash, like, whenever people started being able to download and all that. Because I listen to free music all the time.
They took all the companies that did it to court.
I mean,
was it Netscape or whatever that did it first? That
I don't know a lot about downloading free things or free
see,
music.
That's what the
I don't know.
That's
what
Cat
talking about.
On
his face. I don't know anything.
I know you never pay a subscription cost for that awful entrance music.
Get your money's worth, baby.
Yes,
I could have got that for free.
This reminds me of Bob Marley.
Like that's quality. Or something.
I think this is Bob Marley.
I think so. It's the intro to...
Don't worry, be happy. That's not him.
That's not even Bob Marley.
Don't worry about it.
Who is that?
Wait. You're two songs in. I'm confused with both of them.
Gonna
what?
Be all right.
Bob
Marley.
Yeah.
And you ever notice how those songs are a lot in Will Smith movies?
Really?
Yes. Shark Tales. What's the one where he's the last one alive in the city?
The Last of Us. No.
Is that where he's got the German Shepherd?
Yeah, the German Shepherd.
What is it called?
I have seen that
He
movie.
Plays that song at night. And then there's another movie, I think iRobot. It was in iRobot.
Will Smith.
Because when the girl hits the tape recorder.
Bob Marley fan.
Because she didn't know what a tape recorder was, and she hit it.
Has any of it? Well, he must be a reggae fan, because look at Bad Boys.
Yes. Bad Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Bad Boys.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
I think we just lost everybody.
Yeah, I know everybody's
Sony. You just killed us.
I'm a daydreamer. I was just there.
He started it.
Yeah, I had Bob Marley playing. I was just
he's not following the rules.
I love watching Cops, and that's what comes up whenever I hear Bad Boys.
Oh, Jacob, you're a big true crime guy, right?
I love true crime.
Wait, have you watched anything recently?
Actually, I was listening to an interrogation earlier before I came out here.
What? Like in the car? Hold on. Wait, hold on.
We got Sheriff Gentry, who doesn't listen to music-wise in a
truck.
That's
right. That's
which
what he
I
said.
Can't understand that.
He doesn't
one.
Listen.
We got to talk about that. Now we got one who wants to hear interrogations while he's driving.
Has recorded interrogations.
Well, I just get them on YouTube and then I just keep rolling through them.
God. Yeah.
I was actually listening to one. Let's see, it was a friend sent a text message about somebody's girlfriend looking good. And it was actually the Florida State. It was a Florida State player, Randolph. Somebody will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But he ended up coming out shooting and all that. But he went on to play it like maybe the Dolphins. He went somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went NFL.
And that was
that was him that came out shooting.
Wow.
Yeah, he come out shooting.
So you were listening to his interrogation.
Yeah, like what all happened, what went down.
Wow.
Yeah, because his girlfriend,
Jacob, that sounds
something.
Intense.
Yeah, anyway, but it was.
That sounds dark.
I like it, man.
I mean,
a lot what of he's people, doing is know, he's preparing himself so when he gets interrogated, he knows what not to say.
Or better yet, because he's going to run for sheriff, he's going to know how to do the interrogations.
Yes.
Here get it the is. Spotlight on him. And
what is that, 2026?
Make him sweat.
For Sheriff Jacob Gibbs.
Yeah.
For sheriff.
That sounds good, don't it?
It does sound pretty good.
Sheriff Gibbs.
Sheriff Gibbs.
I'm still interviewing for my deputy, Barney.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm still interviewing. Got several left.
Got some lined up.
Tony, did I say your name on the list?
Tony, you in there?
I mean, if you want me to be your deputy, I can...
I mean, all you got to do is write jaywalking tickets and chalk their tires. But what's funny is I grew up watching Andy Griffith, but I really don't watch him all the time. But I just thought it's funny because all these people were coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, old Dale down there, he's going to run for sheriff. You know, and it was like, well, I've seen a lot of Andy Griffith. Maybe I can qualify.
Maybe you've got it. Yeah. And you know what's funny, though? For some reason, people like to dog on it, but somebody came out of nowhere dogging Matlock in those comments.
Now it's me.
You did?
Yeah. That was me, brother. Yeah. Matlock was boring.
Matlock was quality crime drama.
Once Barney left Andy Griffith and Warren came on too, I was like, I'm done.
That
dude.
Was it for you.
Yeah, y'all should have left this in black and white. You know? Ain't B looked a lot better.
So you're not a Matlock fan?
No. Any of that kind of CSI, any of that kind. I like the real stuff.
Miami Vice.
You know, I was little when that came out. I never really watched a whole lot of it. I mean, my dad and him did, I think. But yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Jacob Gibbs for sheriff.
So hey, when you run for sheriff, do you have to meet any qualifications?
No.
We have the sheriff on. Y'all go watch the episode. It's great.
Does he actually talk about
it? With Jacob Mullins, he talks to him. He asked that question.
Okay.
There are no qualifications.
Wow.
Basically, you just have to, you know.
You just got to run.
Yeah.
It's a political office. Ooh, so you just got to run.
Yeah.
I think Matt Gentry will end up being our governor or something.
Yeah,
I really think he could do anything. Yeah, I think he could, and he does a good job. I think he could do anything.
So, if let's say he runs for governor and he gets governor, would you still call him sheriff?
No.
Disrespectful,
Tony.
No, I'm not saying disrespectful.
He's governor
because we've
at that
known
point.
Him so long as a sheriff.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, governor?
He's going to leave a legacy at sheriff here, for sure.
Yes.
I mean, like, I don't know of anybody that don't like
him.
Who
wants to follow those footsteps?
No kidding. That's some big shoes, man.
There were some people that were posting that he retired because he was going to lose. And I was like,
nobody was going to run against him.
Nobody said that.
Yes, they did.
I can believe it.
That means somebody was effectively going to run against him, but no one wants to run against him.
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was hilarious. I was just like,
I bet you somebody from Coleman couldn't get 10% of the votes.
No.
No.
I really think he'd win that much.
He's probably the most popular politician in Coleman County.
Because he's straight and narrow.
Yeah.
You know, he's
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, sheriff for governor. That doesn't sound quite right.
I think he'll end up being something bigger. I really do.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. We want him around.
I do too, yeah. I think it's going to work. You hearing this, Matt, in case one of your officers pulls me over anytime soon?
seems to happen about every other week. So I'm destined for one. So
if you listen to the guy playing interrogations way too loud in his car, causing a disturbance.
I heard that from two blocks away.
Oh, man, people, are you like dropping the kids off and you're listening to this stuff? I mean, Jacob, how deep does this run?
You know, talk about sheriff though. What would you go in and change? Because everything's running so smoothly. Like,
yeah. What are you going to run on?
Don't have. There's nothing that needs to be done different, in my opinion. You don't hear anybody complaining about their. You know, besides they want people locked up longer, and I agree with that. But you know, that's out of their hands. You know, like the sheriffs and stuff.
Right.
You know, he could try, but. Yeah,
what are you going to. There's not a lot to run on.
No, you're not going to have a pitch. Your pitch would have to be, I'm going to keep on like Gentry.
It'll be a popularity. This year will be a fully popularity.
Yeah. My feeling is the pitch will just kind of be like, I'll try now. You know, like that's what I feel like they're all. It's like, well, how about me? Maybe.
Who wants to be sheriff?
I might can do that.
I can do it. I think I got it.
Like,
I got
it. Yeah. It's going to be a hard one to
follow. You're not going to have no slogan whatsoever.
What do you got?
Yeah.
Just hanging out in the jail every day, just walking around, chilling sitting with those people.
Yeah.
Do y'all do the bargain bins?
I love the bargain bins.
Do you? In town or out of town?
I've been that one over there by Radio Shack.
Is it pretty good?
Yeah, I've been that's okay.
Ben Frenzy over there.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it's called?
We still have a Radio Shack?
Yeah.
Do we really?
Yeah, they're down on South End.
You know,
it's still there.
You know what's,
ever look in that corner when I go, but
you know what's keeping them in business, though?
What?
The Chevy dealership. They go in there and install radios for them.
They have really become a radio thing, too, like headphones, microphones. That they don't even carry that. I thought they used to carry a bunch of that kind of stuff, but you
can't
find
that? No headphones?
If you do, it's going to be like just a gaming or something. Yeah.
And electronic parts, transistors and things, they have that stuff still.
I thought they went bankrupt as a company.
English, Michael English.
Well, you know,
that's
little breadboard electronic stuff.
Ain't nobody knows what that is.
Yeah, they do. Little hobbyist, enthusiast, robotics and stuff. Huh?
Okay, we have five listeners. Trust me, those five are don't know what you're talking about, Michael. The robot enthusiast. That's what we should do. We should build. We should start a caged robot fighting like they do, and let people come and start building. Think about all the lawnmowers that will be refurbished in this county.
That would be sweet.
You know what's a lot easier though? I think it's just throwing a couple of roosters in.
There's a lot of them laying around. You don't
have to build anything.
Be serious. I know a guy.
Rock'em
sock'em game.
All right.
Is that right? Rock'em sock'em.
Yeah, Rock'em sock'em.
Yeah, that was an awesome game.
I feel like you might find that at a Ben Frenzy or something. You know,
I'm going.
Rock'em sock'em robots.
Yeah.
But see, I feel like Ben Frenzy, you're going to get the deals that you're looking for, but at the same time, like, I bought something from a Ben Frenzy, and it kind of just stopped working on me, so.
Well, I think
that's why you paid like $50 for it.
Yeah, how long? Did you get your money's worth?
I mean, I got my money's worth
for a
little
bit. Did it turn on and turn off, or turn on at least to them, they gave you what you got?
It was a Apple Watch charger.
God.
You know,
you realize like Apple's really picky about that, and there's a lot of those chargers that just won't work.
They don't want them to.
It worked, but it took like 2 hours for my watch to charge.
What's the best thing you've ever gotten? At a Ben Frenzy.
That's hard to say, really. I found all kinds of goodies. There's always like cell phone cases, chargers.
You always can find some pretty decent fishing lures.
But they're always
stuff like that. Yeah. Some decent ones.
They're always advertising on an iPad, right? Every ad I see is like
alcohol.
This guy found an alcohol iPad. Wipes
for screens. I've never seen nothing like that. No,
I bought alcohol wipes for screens.
That's the best you've gotten.
Yes, because it's the only thing that's actually been like, oh, you know what? This is useful.
Have you ever tried on any clothes at the bargain bins?
No, I'm good. I'm good. It's like trying on clothes. Ain't nothing wrong, but it's like trying on clothes at the Foundry. I'm not trying on those clothes.
No. Why not?
Maybe a suit
jacket, but I'm not buying pants.
Probably some strong.
That's where I buy my underwear from.
You do not.
TJ Maxx.
Yeah. They've got good underwear and socks. Yeah. That's where you get your underwear and socks.
That, hey, you talk about your knickknacks and stuff, your robot stuff.
Yeah. Yes, you get
They've
a lot
always
there.
Got a lot of yeah. awesome games. Yeah. And, yeah.
Yeah. TJ Maxx. That clearance section, man. You go back there. It's you're,
Five Below.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You're elbowing through.
Five Below, I thought, was a like yogurt shop or an ice cream place for forever. I swear.
I did too, actually.
Actually, what's it?
What, they're like, 30, it, and then no, it was no, like everything here. Because
there's a 32
below
five
bucks.
I guess, man. I was just like, yuck. Yeah, and that's an
and
awesome
place.
They
got place. Some cool little thing. Like, they yeah. get, you can get their little speakers are not bad.
Mm-mm.
I mean, again, don't expect to keep it for years on yeah. end. No, but yeah. I mean, for $5, if you need something to put on your boat that you know is going to end up in the water. I mean,
there you go.
Look, or you need a pair of sunglasses that you know they will end up at the bottom of Smith Lake. Go buy them.
I don't want to give away boats, a lot of my fashion tips, but I get a lot of my t-shirts from Five Below.
Oh, I figured that's where you got most
There's
of those
some
from.
There's some good ones.
Yeah.
All they those have a
Hawaiian
lot of good shirts.
All these Hawaiian shirts?
No, these are actually TJ Maxx.
That's right.
But now they are the throwback shirts.
Oh,
so his throwback
okay. shirt. A lot of t-shirts.
They used to have the old 60s Batman logo one, you know, with
Adam West
yeah. and stuff. And it's I love those shirts. I think yeah. those are awesome.
May rest in peace.
Yep.
Now is Dollar Tree still a dollar? Somebody told me it's like a $1.50 now
they
or something.
Up?
Yeah.
They got to change the name. That's yeah. false advertising.
We got to change.
It is false advertising.
Mm-hmm. Needs to be $1.50.
Yeah, but if you say that, then Family Dollar is false advertisement as well.
But they never advertise.
There's no such thing as a dollar anymore.
No.
They don't even have a dollar. Is that why you get a Happy Meal when you go? Because it's the cheapest thing at McDonald's? Because
mm-hmm.
yeah. even the dollar menus, you can't. Listen. If you got it, it's,
well, no,
you
my
might as well get a
Happy
Meal.
Listen.
Well, I like the little burger.
Oh, yeah. Just
can adults order a Happy Meal
yeah.
for themselves?
Yeah,
just
I don't
order
think they
it,
care.
You
just
do Happy like, Meal.
You
they
like
don't make you show
back.
License. Show us your ID. How old are you?
Just be like, oh, he's in the trunk.
Okay.
Figure out get him something to eat so
who
he's not
it?
So mad when he
who
gets
was
out.
It that we used to pretend? I think it was Jesse Priest. Yeah. I wish you were here to tell this one, but he'd act like there's somebody in there with him. Like, now, what do you want, you know, when they're ordering?
Oh, no. That's, oh, yeah, that is Jesse.
Oh,
Jesse.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Because you're like, oh, yeah, then I think it was Tony. It's like the other person wants something. It's like,
I would pretend I'm on the
person?
Phone.
Yeah.
I would pretend I'm on the phone yeah. and be like, hey, so what do you want now? God. And then I'm like, and the other person wants.
The other person.
What does that other guy want?
The other guy.
Hey, I'm ordering for 19 people right now. Leave me alone.
And it'll all be for me.
They call it out. They're like, other person.
Yeah.
Other person.
Yeah.
I am right here.
I got to bring it to him. He DoorDashed it.
Yep.
Hey, speak of that, we can get Publix brought to our house.
Really?
Out in Bailiton.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they got people that actually work in there.
At Publix.
That go get your groceries. Kind of like Hometown to Go, some of those kind of things.
Yeah, I got you.
But it's actually bringing you groceries.
Really? I knew Walmart did it.
It's
I
neat.
Didn't know.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Publix is now officially delivering.
Yeah,
sales.
I live in Bailiton.
Is it?
I mean,
because so you know,
is it pretty expensive or is it? Is it?
I mean, I think it's more or less. You really need to use common sense. You know how some people
yeah.
don't like tipping.
Yeah.
But not to have to ride in a town stuff. I think it's worth $20.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and you'd spend a lot more because you're actually going. You're looking through your house at stuff you actually need
yeah.
instead of getting there picking out a bunch yeah. of stuff you don't.
Let me ask you this: do you feel like distance plays a part in the tip?
Yeah, I do. I think yeah. if I lived in town, I'd say $10, $5.
So
even,
like I
maybe.
Live like 2 minutes from Walmart.
Yeah,
that
probably
pull me down
it's less,
to
less than 2 minutes.
Say, you know,
you gotta think gas is expensive.
Gas is high, but 2 minutes. If that,
I'd still give
first
$10 because somebody's got to go down the aisles. You know what I mean? Pick
yeah.
all that
yeah.
stuff.
But they're
up
not getting the tip.
I don't think they get the tip.
They're not getting the tip.
It's the drivers. Drivers are different.
Yeah. The okay.
That's the
so
thing.
We do a lot of pickup.
Yeah.
We
that's
like to
nice
pick up.
Too, man.
Just drive.
But then at that
turn
point,
on your app, tell them what number you're in, and they come out.
Bring it out.
Throw it in your back and you leave.
Those are the they deserve the tip. At
yeah.
that point, they're bringing it out to your car, right?
Well, the other day we go and do pickups just because I hate to say it's like $400 or more that we spent to get groceries. And if you tried to get it delivered and you figure you're being sweet,
yeah.
I mean, is it a 10 or 20% tip like you do like
Oh, yeah.
So $400, if you actually did that on $400, my
you're
God.
Tipping 50 60, bucks.
80 bucks yeah. or whatever, technically, if that's how you look at it. So.
Yeah. You gotta weigh that's a in lot the of hassle, groceries. Too, like this.
And it seems to be when they do it, and I order it, and I'm like, hey, just deliver it between this time and this time, which is like a three-hour period. They wait until it's storming. Yeah. Pull up to your house. Yeah. Those poor people are running with them bags, dropping them at your door, ringing your doorbell, running off.
What about the places that you order at the front, sit down, and they bring it to you? What kind of tip do you leave there?
Tzatziki's. Tzatziki's. So what kind of tip are you leaving? Tip. I don't think you give a tip, do you?
If they clean up the table, I leave one.
That's nice.
Yeah. Okay, I think we said that last time.
Yeah,
I recently went to a restaurant in town. Not gonna say their name. It's kind of like that, but they didn't clean the table. I had to clean the table.
You throw it away.
But they still asked for a tip.
They asked you for a tip.
They're bringing it out to you.
They're bringing it out to me. They give me a number and they bring it out to me.
Here's the thing: is I don't think you should ever ask for a tip. I think they do it, but I think a lot of these point of sales
that's it,
POS systems are just naturally that way now. Right. And they just don't change it.
Well,
and
they think, hey, if it's free money, yeah. why not?
And they're probably, I don't know. So, you know, in restaurants, your minimum wage, at least if you're in the kitchen and everything, but if you're a waiter, the minimum wage back in the day was like two something an hour. And you lived off tips. Yeah.
If you're a waiter, that's still the same.
But I guess my question is the person behind the counter getting minimum wage, or is she getting the waitress hourly?
Interesting.
Like, you would need to know that.
Sometimes they split tips, too, don't
that's,
they?
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah, some yeah,
places
but
they have to.
I would feel bad if they're behind it, because I don't normally leave a tip if I ordered it and all you did was bring it to me. And I know I'm probably going to get hammered, but I don't normally do it.
Well, what don't about, show your face.
I know.
I walk in there and be like, no service.
And they do this thing, too, where they're like, would you like to round that up?
Would you like to round it up for...
It's about we're getting dogs off the street.
Would you like to round it up for Children's Hospital?
Children's Hospital,
I'm okay with it.
We just bought a house.
I have no idea about it.
I went to Lowe's like 20 times in a day. And every time I bought, it stops. Do you want to round up? And I was like, I've already rounded up like $10. Like, no, you're done.
If I know what the organization is... Yeah. It would be different. You know, like McDonald's house.
I'm kind of OCD, I don't know if this is true.
I was told that actually the company has already donated money to that charity. They're just trying to
get
their money back. That's why they ask you to donate.
I got you.
Is that like a conspiracy theory? No, apparently that's true.
I mean, I don't know. I heard it's true, but I didn't look into it. I'm like, I guess it's true.
I would wonder, how would you know if they did or didn't?
You don't know.
Technically, Lowe's is a big company. So you can go read their, K-4 filing with the SEC, and you can see in their financials, their donations.
Right. From the
But you don't know if that million something, whatever it is actually the total of what everybody did.
But just think about how generous people are. I mean, people are cheap on one hand, but on the other hand, they're just giving money away left and right.
They'll just throw the change in in the parking lot. Yeah. What are you doing?
Dude, I still have a change box. What are you talking about? Every now and then, I'll go to the bank and dump it.
Yeah,
get cash.
Fun. Like, that's fun. Money. Yeah.
You need a before you go to the bank. You need to look through that change though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you can find a quarter or a penny
50
years old that's not even worth a 25 cents anymore. It's like $2,000.
This might interest you, but I got a huge coin collection.
There you go. Do you? Old ones? What kind of collection?
Pennies.
I got pennies from like 1893. Yeah, I got.
Do you have like a notebook?
I got some of those books like you get from Hobby Lobby, but I've got I'd be surprised at how many wheat pennies I have, honestly.
So let me ask you this. When did they started? I'm not being sexist or anything. When did they start to put the women on the quarters? Was this recently?
You know, I'm not sure, but the one that says hope looks like it says nope. Have you noticed that?
I've seen that one, yeah.
That don't even look right on there. Yeah. And some people say it looks like it says dope.
When did they change George Washington's head?
I haven't. That would have been like 20... That's not when the actual.
What, they like changed
Delaware
the mitt?
Yeah, they changed the mitt on his head. Yeah, it looks weird. I think
that was like 2021 or something. It's more like a
rounded. It almost looks like his head is, it like his neck, he's not wearing a shirt. It feels weird.
Let's talk about your butterfly collection now. So
I think it's interesting,
I
though.
Don't keep a lot of quarters.
I think that's interesting. So do you seek coins? Like you
I go through everybody's spare change on their counters.
You're looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people slide them to me, man. They already know what I'm in there for.
Here you go.
Some people save me $2 bills, but I mainly like pennies.
I like $2 bills. Yeah. I still got the original $2 bills my grandmother gave me when I was like 4 or 5.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of eras on $2 bills. Yes. Yeah.
Really? And there's another, there's if you look them up, there's a ton of like TikToks and people that actually we'll do a TikTok and explain to you what to look for, exactly what to look for on certain quarters, like what makes it massively expensive and what just makes it
worth a little more.
$10.
Yeah.
Here's the $100,000 coin, and here's the $10.
If you can find
coin.
A penny that's worth $10, $10 is $10. Man.
That's a large margin for
it's a lot
one
of Ben
cent.
Frenzy. Yeah. Right.
So did y'all watch Pawn Stars a lot?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Like, if someone borrowed in a quarter or any type of coin, he would actually give the history behind it too. So it was kind of interesting.
Mean,
they'd
have to study that, right?
Realize you have to send that in way prior to they film.
Yeah.
And they pick out the people and then they come in that day and film.
Yeah.
They come for like
so
certain
getting,
days. They already know about
stuff.
It.
I've actually
it
been
there.
I've actually been to
really?
Vegas.
Isn't that
in
Vegas?
Las Vegas.
Was
and
it cool?
It's not that big.
No, it's not.
It's a small place.
Mm-hmm. And we,
I heard it's I think
more my
of a
daddy-in-law
tourism attraction
bought a flag
now.
Or a sun visor or something just to say he did.
Yeah, I heard it's mostly a tourist attraction.
It's not
right?
A whole lot
like
of stuff
people just go
there,
in
like,
to look at it.
Duck Commander.
But think about what that did.
I've been there.
Think about what that did for pawn shop owners, though. You know, that really upped the game. I mean, if I take something to a local pawn shop, are they going to be able to tell me the history on this? You know, that's what I'm expecting now. Like, can you tell me about this?
I'll give you $50 and like, well, why?
Yeah.
Why would you give me
why?
That?
Can you tell me?
Let me tell you the history on this Xbox 360.
Put a lot of pressure on pawn shops, I feel like.
Hey, don't laugh. But an original Mario Brothers cartridge never taken out.
Cartridge.
It's been a long day. Y'all leave me alone. I didn't sleep because my back hurts. I'm not all here right now.
I love it.
But I'm going to be the laughing stock in town for us all.
No, nah, you'll be all right. You ain't taking my spot.
It's like $1 million. Well, I got one in me in a minute. You just wait.
One way you could handle that is just send a text to everybody in town about how much somebody sucks.
I thought we weren't going to bring that up today.
So back to
did y'all get that text, by the way?
Did y'all get that message?
What?
Did y'all get it? So I was messing around yesterday with the chat feature inside groups, you know, on Facebook.
Yeah.
And So me and Michael are just on the phone talking, just having a good time. And I was like, well, I want to see what this thing can do. And I was like, oh, you got to give it a name. I'll name it Michael Sapp Sucks. And then I was like, hit the next button, and then it showed this thing, and I was like, skip. And I hit skip, and it went straight, and it blasted the whole group of 19,000 people with the message. It's starting a group that says Michael Sapp Sucks. Michael gets phone calls within 30 seconds. Everyone's like, what's going on? People are calling me like, do we need to sit y'all down and moderate this and everything? I was like, nah, man, we've already been to couple counseling a couple times. We're okay.
The podcast couple counseling.
Yeah. One of them said is my podcast parents going to get a divorce. I was like, no, my dumb butt was playing around and posted it. And
so hold on.
It took me forever to figure out how to delete it. So it was sad. It was funny.
If y'all
though.
Are the podcast
I joined
parents.
The group.
What does that make me?
Tony.
The ugly stepchild.
I feel bad now that I joined the group.
I know. We're adopting. Yeah. Jacob, oh, you joined?
Jacob's like, hey.
I joined the Michael Sapp Sucks.
This looks fun. I need to see what this is about.
Yeah.
A lot of people did, so, you know.
And that's the worst part. People, like, it's so funny. Like, people actually join the group, and then I'm trying to figure out how to delete it, you know, and my phone just keeps dinging. Like, Facebook messaging from people like, "What's going on? What's going on?" And
so it's text messaging. It's a group called Michael's.
It's already gone. It's been deleted. You gotta think.
How many people's in Coleman? I mean, 19,000 people's a lot.
That's a lot. That's what I said.
Wait, yeah. that's that's how many people joined the group.
No, that's how many people it got sent
the invitation.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. God. So just leave me alone. I mean, I've already said two bad words. Not bad words.
You didn't mean
today
to.
Already and.
Hey,
it's been a rough couple of days. So said, leave me alone.
I got to know how much Mario's cartilage is worth.
$1 million.
Is it really? Like the regular Nintendo?
It was untouched, unwrapped, not in the wrap, and everything. Perfectly, $1 million.
$1 million, yeah, wow. I can see it.
You know how many of those I actually own? Because I went through so many.
Still in the cartilage?
Think about the poor kid that had that didn't get to play it. It sat in the packaging.
That is true. Toy Story right there.
That's right. How do you know it wasn't like somebody just didn't buy it?
I don't know.
How does someone do know. That we, also? Like, who thought that Star Wars figures would be worth that much money, 30 years, whatever long it's been later? And I'm like, when I was a kid, I was sitting there thinking, okay, all the action figures, like I collected the 60s Batman, and I had the car and all that. And I was looking up the other day, if you have one that's perfect, they're worth thousands.
Yeah, it's worth them. Old Disney movies too. I think
I threw those away.
Yeah, because you got some people that just like that nostalgia.
That's why
I think it also too. It's just because people who was not unwrapping it.
Yeah,
right.
Sure,
I mean, what.
Had to be a rich
like
kid.
Comic books. Yeah. How many people bought a comic book and never took it out of the wrapper and it's just sitting there?
I hate comic books.
We can't be friends.
I get lost in the way they put them up there and all that crap.
Dude. Jacob, you just hadn't found the right one. We need a true crime. Interrogation comic book.
Did you watch the recent new Batman movie?
Which one?
Robert Pattinson. Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't know it was.
That is a true if you want a true comic book accurate movie,
that's the one.
That's the one. Yeah,
I heard it's
pretty.
It's a lot better than Marvel.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Going back,
Disney keeps talking about going back to Marvel and rebooting. And starting off more accurate to the actual comic books.
Would you watch it as an adult?
What?
Like the comic, if they went back and did the comic book things again?
Yeah.
Like if they did them as movies?
I read a comic every night. What you talking about?
Oh, my God. Listen, and he's in bed at 9 o'clock.
I didn't see him in his pajamas.
I'm actually in bed by 8:30 now because I got to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to work.
That's right. Cutting into that comic book time.
Yeah. I get to read half of a comic now.
We was talking about, I just now came back to you. I'm all over the place. I got OCD, ADHD, all kinds of, you name
whatever,
it, I got
letters,
it. Yeah.
A bunch of letters.
Y'all remember the video games where you put it in there and you press it down, hit it. And it
was Atari.
No, I'm talking about the regular Nintendo. Then you pull it out.
Yeah,
back in.
Yeah,
you can't tell me that it got that much dust in it overnight. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was something to do.
It was a ritual.
It was a charger. That's how you charge it up. You got to blow on it. Get it ready.
Yeah.
I'm like, there can't be that much dust in here. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And then you had people like, well, you got to push it down a certain way, and
then
make it
push
click
it a little
clang.
Bit the same.
Yeah, yeah.
And you hit that reset button.
Hit the reset
just keep
button. You got to know. Wait. What's funny though is that all that still works. Mm-hmm. We've got an old one at my parents, my kids play, and I do the same thing. It won't work. And everybody's like, it doesn't work. I'll go, hold on a second. You do the ritual, it works. So I don't know why. It does. I don't know why.
And here's the thing. In 30 years, your kids, if they kept their Xbox or something, it won't work.
Yeah, that's right.
It will not
360,
work.
360 yeah. server just went down.
Oh, like Microsoft server?
360.
Isn't that Microsoft?
Yeah.
Dang
that's
it,
Microsoft,
man.
But
yeah,
now everything's in the cloud, Michael.
It's in the cloud. Mm. That's where it is.
You pay $50 for a game that you don't even get. You don't even get anything to hold.
You don't have to do that. Hold on. You don't have to do that no more. You just pay for the subscription fee.
Oh my
god! Oh,
and
there
then
it
you
is.
Can play any game that you
there
want.
There it is.
I'm not for
how much
being
would
sarcastic.
Tecmo Bowl be?
Huh?
How much would Tecmo Bowl be?
Oh, a fortune.
How much for Frogger? I want Frogger.
Oh my gosh.
Because I bought it when it was in this state and this, like, I'll buy it one more time. Might as well.
I had a floppy disk. You remember in school?
Yeah. Yes.
And you had, like, certain games on there, like
Trail
Horse Race.
On.
Yes.
Yeah. It's on the floppy disk.
Horse Race.
I know you don't know this.
Floppy disk?
They did not have a floppy disk when you were in high school.
No, not floppy. You had
not a floppy disk.
The three and a half.
I just remember the librarian in high school.
No, the thick one.
Yeah.
Yes.
This was like the size of a Polaroid picture.
You know what? You make fun of me for being on the short bus. Actually, was in one of those classes. I was actually in one of those classes, Michael. And hey, we had the fat floppy disk over there.
My mom and dad told me all the buses were short.
Yeah,
that's it.
I didn't
Are
know
you
no
trying
different.
To tell me my mama lied to me all those years? She said, son, there's other kids on those buses.
I remember the fat floppy disks.
Yeah.
You could look up to like the code or what, or you know, like how they make
codes or
and it's just all like pound signs and like numbers.
What is that?
Letters.
One up, down, left, right, AB, select, start.
That's Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
No, it isn't.
No, it's Contra. No, original Contra.
No, it's GTA San Andreas.
No, just Jerry's talking about Contra, the Nintendo game.
The old one, yes.
Yeah.
Up, down, left, right, AB, select, start.
And what was the
cheat? I did not know that.
Infinite lives or something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Hey, that is one thing about regular Nintendo. They give you 3 credits, and by gosh, when it's over,
that
it's
was
over.
It. Yeah. It was the end.
You had to start over at the beginning.
No cheat codes.
Right, yeah.
But they did have the little portals if you knew where they were at. Mm-hmm. Like, you could skip, like, 4 levels. I remember when you found it, and, if like, you one of them, if you jump over the flag...
Yes.
And keep sailing past it.
It's Mario 3.
Yeah, it drops you off, and then you get to go, like, to the end. I think the
last
level.
You go to that white block, and it drops you down behind. Yes.
We laughed. I remember the comic book store when it was over there, and they had the baseball cards, and you could collect them over in the shopping center down here, Southern Shopping Center. You could get a book of Nintendo and cheat codes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's all it was. And it would show you pictures and I just
did
remember.
A Game Genie?
Yeah, Game
Genie was one too, But Mike Tyson's Punch Out, you know, it'd give you a code.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you could start back.
Put in the code.
Kind of close. Yeah. I think you still went by like 2 or 3 fighters.
Yeah. Metroid had a code too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tyson was hard to beat, dude. Tyson
See, we're cheating back then. We're still cheating now. So,
I mean.
Yeah, it's a lot harder to cheat now.
Yeah, I don't play video games, so.
Well, the video game community, the cheating is basically you're paying a bunch of money for hacking the game.
Oh.
And then if you get caught, then you're banned from the game.
Yeah.
That's basically it. I mean, it sucks for them, but some of us that are just casual players, takes the fun out.
Yeah, we're going down this road like we do with Corey, and I'm already bored.
Yeah.
I would have that.
The new gaming is just so weird to me. So.
I'll tell you this.
Are you a gamer?
No.
Okay, good.
I know regular Nintendo, brother. That's about it. Nintendo 64,
007. I still get the flashback when I hear it.
007 on Nintendo 64. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was cool.
What is it, GoldenEye?
GoldenEye.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. That was cool.
Was that the very first-person shooter?
No,
I think it was
wasn't
one
the
of
first the... first-person shooter, but probably one of the first
split screen
console multiplayer.
Gotcha.
The duck shooting game with the gun was the first multiplayer. Did you do like me and just stand right in front of the TV, right when they get tired? Just you didn't even.
My neighbor, she
you're supposed
just,
to
like,
say
pull
like
that
what?
Thing back. Going
back to the Olympics, that's like the turkey guy.
That's it.
Hey,
did you see him? He's just like.
Next thing you know, man, if the Olympics hears about this, they may have duck hunting back.
Duck hunt for the Olympics.
They're just making up sports, man, like that where they mop the floor and that thing comes towards them.
That's curling. Isn't that curling?
They're mopping the floor.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's like the dumbest
thing. That's been around for a long time.
I mean, you can't tell me those people go up and like chest bump and stuff once over there. You know what I mean? They're like, did you see me mopping back there, bro? You know?
Hey, did they give the old slap on the tush before you get started? Way to go, way to sleep. That's a good sweep right there.
Left, right. Keep it smooth.
No, and the buddy, you ever listen to them? They're like sitting there, and the guy who throws like, stop, go go, yeah. go, go, yeah. go, 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 go. It's like getting all like
it's really
factor because they're like going again. It's like, dang. We're gonna have to edit some of this stuff out. Michael, we're ending on that one.
You've been listening to the MCTV Summer Podcast. Yeah. This is the end of the Summer Podcast.
Is this the last?
It could be. Summer's over.
No, summer.
We've had Jacob Gibbs, Jared Gittins. Where's the mute button? Jacob Gibbs, Jared Gittins, Antonio Cipollari.
Yes, sir.
I'm Michael Sapp. Thanks for being with us all summer.
Enjoyed
it's been
it.
Fun.
Yes, yep. Yeah.
Yep. Had a great time.
We enjoyed it's been a lot of fun.
We enjoyed y'all.
Y'all keep an eye out. We're gonna do
we're fall just gonna change
we got the name. Coming up.
We're just changing the name.
And the intro music.
Yeah.
What?
I'll write something. I'll start
like
playing
the
my
intro
guitar
music.
Again.
Yeah. There you go. Jacob Gibbs intro. All right, guys.
There you go.
Don't forget me for sheriff.
Jacob Gibbs for sheriff.
Sheriff.
That's the joke, by the way.